It was one of the largest forts of the late 1700s, yet a place hard to find a trace of today. The events are still remembered, though, and today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
There's a good chance you've not heard of Fort Greenville. However, when it was built, it was a major post in early American history.
Fort Greenville came about as one of the largest man-made forts made in North America. It superimposes over about 8 city blocks in modern-day Greenville.
Dr. Clay Johnson at the Garst Museum shares the story from the town that sprouted where that fort once stood. It was a garrison built to push the westward expansion of the young United States of America.
They built this fort and they rose a professional army where they trained. So it was not until this military force was properly trained did they sit there and start to take action against the Native Americans.
In 1791, St. Clair's defeat, as it was known, resulted in nearly all of the 1,000 men in the American force being lost in a wilderness battle against Native Americans, led by Little Turtle, among others. Eventually, the two sides signed a treaty here after Fort Greenville was built.
The initial treaty at Greenville in 1795 was pretty much a cessation of hostilities. There was what was called known as the Greenville Treaty Line. And between that line, there was Native American land, which whites were not allowed to settle into there, and then the white settlement area.
And as was the case with many such treaties, it was soon broken.
A lot of times the settlers did not adhere to the treaty line, and there were some skirmishes thereafter. And then during the War of 1812, a lot of the hostilities broke out again. A lot of the British were supporting some Native American tribes.
A second treaty of Greenville was signed after the War of 1812. But what is perhaps most interesting are the people to be found at those treaty ceremonies. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.